the name, I feel really interested. So when I first tried to design it, I was imagining dances with five senses. So I picked up five stones in the street. So I began my design with five stones. I was just not satisfied. Then I changed the course of my thinking. It suddenly dawned on me that they needed to create dance with something more. That was six senses. So I added one more stone to my design. It was then that they won't like it. Also, I made many variations of this design. And these are the posters of Laughing Stone. So in every year I did until now, but it is just I paint in the film, in the print shop, directly on the film, like this, and then I print it. So I really enjoyed with it. If I don't prepare a brush, I paint with fingers. Like this. And then I will show you another one. Language for Stars. In 1997, a Korean contemporary literature magazine asked me to fill a page. I did this as a typography works in 2 month series. So this one is the first one. This one is next one. And then this is, I named it Once Upon a Time, Words or Stars. When they took on meaning, they fell to the earth. In 19th century, a German poet and novelist, Heinrich von Kleist, he wrote on his last year, if I tell my thinking without words, that is best for poet. It's really interesting contest. And then in the spring of 2002, at the Rodin Gallery in Seoul, during my solo exhibition in Suddenly, I did a live performance for it. It is Once Upon a Time, Language or Stars, when they took a meaning far into the earth. Okay, I'll show you another. Sorry. So, this is a magazine of Bobozo, what I designed in 1988. When Seoul Olympics was held, I started this with my friend Kum Nuri, who is sculptor. It is interview magazine with cultural producers. I and my assistant enjoyed with it. I publish this once or twice a year, about maybe very small copies, maybe 300. Limited publishing. I quit now. Because of 20 minutes, I should be quick. Okay, I cannot continue. Maybe the next time. This is the posters for that. Logotypes. Okay, another book, but I skip. is a poster for my solo exhibition. Okay, this is, okay, I show you this. I have to find, yes. Maybe about 20 years ago, I drive a west coast of Korean peninsula. I suddenly met this scene. It's a very surprising installation. This is the target of the combat airplane. So I met this dummy bomb in the seashore. Looks like a dead fishes in front of my eyes. It's really surprising, unbelievable, in a sense, surrealistic. So it is a place of American Air Force's bombing exercise field in Korea. After this, I made it as a poster for the first front DMZ art movement exhibition with a non-decipherable text placed on the non-believable photo. The designer emphasized the non-understandable situation. It is a reality of my country. Okay, I show you some of the calendar design. Also, I should be quick. Getting changed up until now. Maybe obsessed with Hangul typography. Then okay, I skip this. Maybe this should be, I show you. And this is alpha to hilt. So alpha is fourth letter of Latin alphabet, is oldest writing system. And Hangul is baby writing system, maybe newest writing system. So, as you know, there is the phrase alpha and omega. It means the first and last, that means everything. So, the beginning and ending. So, I think I named this one is from alpha to here, not alpha and omega. So maybe alpha and omega means just in some viewpoint is a Western oriented viewpoint. So in the diachronic and synchronic, maybe from the oldest writing system and to newest writing system, and from the west to the far east, that means everything. So this is from alpha to hilt, the first letter of Latin alphabet to last letter of baby Korean alphabet. That means what my viewpoint is expressed in this work. So this is an installation in Leipzig in 2007. It's beautiful space and gallery. I did it with assistance. Okay, this last is Vernissage. Oh. Okay, I skip. Skip. Yes. Okay, let me tell you about this. It is symbol, a symbol for life peace. I designed 5 years before as a symbol of Korean life peace movement. It is spread now. So the meaning is, the old life is one body. As you see, the bottom is human being. Right is life with four legs. Left are fish life living in the water and birds. That they are linking in one. If cow is sick, we are sick. If birds are sick, and we also sick. If we contaminate water, fish become sick. If fish can live, then we and others' life can live. If other lives are happy, then we are happy. Life is not just only for human being, life is all. Above head, there lives trees, grass, plants. They also one body. We all life lives and help each other with their leaves, roots, fruits, and grains. Tree is antenna, what lives receive the providence message from the universe. Among the lives, we are located in bottom, not on the top. We sustain our life by relying on the other's life. We keep on living by eating them. All lives are same. So we human beings should attend on our other lives. Above lives, there are sun and moon. All lives live by receiving the power of sun and moon. Live with air, wind, rain, sunlight, etc. That means we live together with universal lives. All lives are linked, not separated. It is the attribute of lives. Peace means all life live in right place where they want to live. It is peace of life. So, life peace, what we want in this era. We are just a member of universal life community. We are not a supreme creature above the other life. We are being who lives together with them. With this thinking, I designed it. It is my wish for life, also an amulet for life peace. It is growing by herself. I wish it will grow as a letter. Owling, the great harmony, the pronunciation is Ham. Okay, so cannot works. Then maybe I do conclusion. In closing, let me quote a philosopher saying, a language makes infinite use of finite means. I would like to rearrange that a bit. My version would be, Hangul typography makes infinite ideas of finite expressions. Last of all, I want to share something with you that is always floating around in my head. I call it the letter dream. I believe all typography is full of latent possibilities. What we have to do is to awaken those sleeping letters. Obrigado.